Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription. Today, I want to talk about something that we do not discuss enough, and that's the happy surprises in the divorce process. Yes, you heard me. Happy surprises. Buckle up. We're getting into it on this episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stogsdill, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport. We're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. Part of the reason why your divorce is getting so expensive is because you're making mistakes. And that is exactly why Morgan and I took time to create the new and improved Divorce Crash Course. This is a private podcast and an online guidebook that holds your hand so you avoid the most expensive mistakes that people make in their divorce. It's $50 thanks to our friends at Our Family Wizard and SoberLink, and it is a game changer. Rec link in our show notes. Go get your hands on the new Divorce Crash Course. So divorce breaks you wide open. You know that. You're vulnerable. It's really hard. It's icky. It's like your guts are living on the outside of your body. When that happens, it also reveals some really, dare I say, beautiful things that nobody prepares you for. I'm going to start here. I'm going to start with the people who decided that they wanted a divorce after months or years of hemming and hawing over whether or not they were going to do this. Here is something that you might not expect, but it's a happy surprise.
Surprise number one.
You're going to feel relief a lot faster than you expected, because one of the biggest surprises for people in the divorce process is that the moment that they finally decided to do this, that moment that they pull the trigger and we are off to the races, you might feel a little bit of relief. And it's not because you're happy that your marriage is over or that you're choosing to end the marriage, I should say, but it's because that time period of uncertainty is over. That uncertainty is what eats us alive. That place of like not knowing what's happening, that anxiety of, am I staying or going? the walking on eggshells, the constant emotional tension that's going on inside of your body, not to mention in your house. You will feel better once you decide.
Surprise number two.
My next surprise for you has to do with your nervous system, because we all love talking about our nervous systems, right? Your nervous system, my friends, it may calm down in ways that you didn't expect. And here's what's interesting about nervous systems. We don't even really know that our nervous system is the reason why we're getting constant headaches, or we're feeling nauseous, or we're not sleeping, or we're not hungry. We just think that it's like stress, right? We can all say, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I'm stressed. It's beyond stress. It's that part of our body is our nervous system. Our nervous system is affected by every single thing that we encounter every day. Your environment, the weather outside, the people you're around, your work, your kids, it all affects this inner working in our body. So a lot of us don't realize how dysregulated we've become because we've been living in this high stakes environment. Once you pull the trigger and decide that you're going to make a change, yes, the stress is there. Obviously, you know that a divorce process is stressful, but it's different. For some people, you might notice that you actually might start sleeping better. You might notice that the anxiety might not decrease, but it shifts. It's not the anxiety of, my God, what am I going to do about this marriage? I'm so unhappy, but I feel stuck. You're also not going to be in that same kind of fight or flight mode, which, oh my God, can that kill you? And you're not constantly going to be bracing for the next conflict in the way that you were when you hadn't decided whether or not you were going to move towards, you know, ending the marriage. It's interesting. A lot of people say that our body knows before our brain does. So if you notice all of a sudden that you have a day where you're like, oh my God, I'm hungry again, after not being hungry for weeks, having to force yourself to eat, that could be your nervous system kind of coming back and feeling a little bit more regulated. I know that for me, when I'm really worked up, I cannot eat. I can't digest food well. I don't want food. So I can always tell, like, that's a big clue phone for me that something is going on. And so I know when that feeling lifts, I feel hungry again. So if you're nodding along in your car right now, you're not the only one. Me too.
Surprise number three.
You may become a better parent. This one can really surprise people. A lot of people really step up their parenting in this process. And it's not because you're scared about losing your kids. It's just that your priorities really come into focus. And you really make the time with your kids meaningful. And yeah, helping your kids through a divorce process is not easy. But I'll tell you, some of the best memories that I have with my boys was from that time period when I was going through the thick of my divorce. Just yesterday, I was out with my kids and one of my boys from the back seat said, "Mommy, I really miss the apartment that we used to live in." And he's referring to the apartment that we moved into when I left the marital home. And I said, "Oh yeah, what do you miss about it?" And at first they're like, "Oh, I miss the pool. We miss, you know, the elevator. We miss this, we miss that." And he's like, "But I just missed the fun things that we did there." And it's because we were all in a really small space. We did a lot together. We were, you know, together every minute of the day because we were in a small apartment. But my kids loved it. I felt guilty because I felt like, oh, I ripped them out of this, you know, big home that they were living in. And now we're in this small space. And looking back on it now, my kids had the time of their life. I was so present for them when we were all together. Whereas before I left my marriage and I was drowning, I had no bandwidth to be a good mom. I was drowning emotionally, and my kids paid the price. So I was a lot more emotionally available once we were in the divorce process, which again, I think that sounds so wild because you think, oh my God, I'm going through the worst thing ever. How am I actually going to be a better parent? This may really surprise you. And speaking of things that can surprise you when you're in like the thick of something horrible, that was quite a lead-in. I have to give a shout out to my favorite customer service agent at Wayfair. That's right, Wayfair, the furniture store. They've got just what I need. Nope, this episode is not sponsored by Wayfair, but Wayfair, I love you. Reach out. Let's talk. So I did an order for a new dining room table and some chairs. And lo and behold, the chairs were not exactly what I wanted in person. They looked great on the website. And then once they got into my space, the chairs just weren't chairing. Does that make sense? So I go through the whole process of how do I return them. I was getting really frustrated because I just wanted to speak to a person. And I feel like nowadays it is so hard to get an actual person on the phone. I don't want to talk to like the AI bot, robot, chat, frat person on the Wayfair website. I don't even know if they have one. But what I'm just saying is I don't want to talk to a bot. I want a real human. I found a human, you guys. I found this amazing guy. His name is Leighton Allen. And I think he's in the Cayman Islands. This guy swooped in. He was going to credit my account immediately so that I could order new chairs to come in on time because this Sunday we're hosting a dinner at my house. And I'm like, Leighton, I'm going to have all these people over and no chairs for them to sit in. Welcome to my new home. I hope you guys don't like sitting. It was such a pleasant surprise to have a customer service agent be so helpful. Let's tie this into divorce. There are going to be people who swoop in and are there for you. And that is a really good feeling.
Surprise number 4.
You will find who your real people are. Divorce has a really funny way of clarifying relationships. You'll have some people who will disappear, bye Felicia, and you will have some people who disappoint you. Did I just bring back bye Felicia, by the way? Like, what was that from like 5 years ago? But some people will show up for you in ways that you have just never expected. And those relationships will become a lot stronger. You might just meet somebody, maybe it's in the private community that we run, who connects with you and makes you feel like you're not the only person who's losing their mind right now. You might not ever meet this person. You might never, ever meet this person who completely lifted you up on a day when you really needed it. That's the magic of these things that happen in our divorce support group. It's crazy how you can have a connection with somebody whom you will never meet face to face. And it's just like a one comment, one conversation. You're like, man, I really feel seen. The last thing that I want to leave you with, which is the most important surprise that you will come across, has to do with you, baby.
Surprise number 5.
You are about to learn how capable you really are. Divorce forces you to do some really hard things. Forces you to get a hold of your finances. It forces you to make some big boy and big girl decisions that we really do not want to make. And while all of that sucks, and it's scary, it builds confidence. So you're going to go from thinking, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot, to, wait, I handled that. I figured that out. I am surviving this. And over time, you will stop seeing yourself as fragile and you will start seeing yourself as capable. And that capability is what you are going to take with you through this divorce and on word and upward through the rest of your life. You are so capable. You are so freaking capable. This is hard and you can do this. This is tough. You are tougher. You will You will use your divorce attorney in the smartest way. You will use your friends in the smartest way. Lean on us. Use our podcast. Use our divorce crash course in the smartest way. My God, that is why we do this. And maybe you'll even find your Leighton from Wayfair. It sounds so silly, but just having that one moment of somebody saying, okay, I see you. I hear you. Let's fix this. Boom. But do you know who the biggest Leighton in your life is? That's right. It's you. You're the Leighton. Be the Leighton. You're swooping in. You got to swoop in. You're going to swoop in and save the day for yourself with the help of your divorce attorney and your friends and your people and us. I promise you that you can do this. I know that your arms are tired from doggy paddling. You got to keep going. Divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. You are going to have days that are easier than others. You're going to have days that are harder than others. But on the good days and on the bad days, you have a place to go. Keep listening to our show. We do this show for you. When you get a chance, leave us a review. That's a great way of swooping in and brightening our day if you have the strength to do it. And remember, you've got this. And we, my friends, have got you. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.